Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team. So often I think I'm swimming in a cultural pool of ignorance. The voice of truth often seems silent as a loud but ignorant voice of personal opinion dominates. There are times when I long for someone, anyone, who actually understands truth to speak boldly. Yet I realize that Satan is described as a deceiver, the prince of this world, and the leader of the foundationless thought and talk. Our children, instead of sitting at the feet of wise, God-fearing teachers, sit at the feet of their televisions, computer screens, and music icons by the hours. The result of such input will, if not already, be clear. Our children will become what their teachers promote, lovers of self, greedy, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, disobedient to parents, and the blind leaders ready and willing to lead the blind through the labyrinth of critical decisions that face a world with such monumental technical advances. We desperately need to hear the truth spoken by our national leaders, both political and spiritual. We need to hear that abortion is wrong, that homosexual relationships are not acceptable, that greed, gluttony, and promiscuous sexual behavior is not an option, not because I say so or because of a popular vote, but because God, the creator and sustainer of the universe, says so. We as a nation, and certainly within our media, have concluded that we need to solve the problem of unwanted children as if these children just pop up out of thin air. We continue to act as if we do not know what causes women to be pregnant, when in fact we understand the principle very well. The issue of abortion has never been about choice. It has always been about truth and responsibility. The voice of truth tells us that men and women should abstain from sex until they are ready to commit to a wife or husband for life. When they do, they enter a sacred vow of marriage and commit to one another for life, then they are to remain faithful to one another for life and provide a stable environment for any and all children who may come from their loving union. If we follow the voice of ignorance and follow our urges, there could be many children conceived and many diseases transmitted. Those who keep pushing the abortion issue are swimming in a pool of ignorance by thinking that they are free when they can do whatever they want and have no consequences for their actions. This is not true now, and it will never be true. There's a way God made things, a way God intended things to be. And those who are wise will find His ways and follow His ways, and not try and make our ways His ways, but His ways our ways. This is Dave Wager with Thinking Aloud and the leadership team of Relate365.com, a division of Silver Birch Ranch.